Hello, I'm Woody. As you've just heard, I'm going to talk to you. You are commanded to love. Must be told. Two laws that changed everything. The two main commandments. In Matthew 22, 37 to 40, love your Lord, your God, with all your heart and with all your soul and all your mind. This is the first and greatest commandment. And the second is love your neighbour as yourself. In the commandments 1 to 5, tells us how to love the Father. And 5 to 10 tells us how to love God's children. Now, I mentioned 5 twice for a reason. That's because of the main commandment, honour your father and your mother. You love one another, that's how I love you. This love builds bridges. God sent his only son into the world so that we might have a life through him. That's why Jesus loved us unconditionally. When we love one another, we automatically feel the Ten Commandments. We will see the world in a different way. In Deuteronomy 7 verse 9, a God you can depend upon, he will keep his covenant of loyal love and with those who love him and observe his commandments for 1,000 generations. Right, let's talk more about the word love. Love is almost certainly the most misunderstood word in the world. We dilute its meanings by overuse. Example, I love my wife, which I do. I love my country. I love pizza. Love is patient. This is love. Love is enough. God is love. The love is an answer. Love is a person. Love is God's language. Love is question mark. Giving and receiving love is difficult when we don't even comprehend what it is. So we need to clear up a couple of misconceptions. One, we think love is a feeling, a sentimental knot in your stomach. True love does create feelings, but it's more than feelings. And the second misconception is that love is uncontrollable. We say, I can't help it if I am in love, or the opposite. I can't help it, just don't love him anymore, or her. The fact is that Jesus commands us to love one another. It means we have control over whom we love and whom we do not. Love, at its core, is two things. First, love is a matter of choice. In Colossians 3, verse 14, and regardless of what else you put on, wear love, it's your basics. All-purpose garment, never be without it. Second, love is a matter of behaviour. Let us not love with words or speech, but love with actions and truth. 1 John 3, verse 18. My dear children, let's not talk about love, let's practice real love. Feelings towards that person change, and even if they don't return your love, God is pleased with you, and that reward is enough. In Exodus 20, verse 6, but showing love to 1,000 generations of those who love me and keep my commandments. Love your enemy as you would love yourself. Love your neighbour as you would love a brother or a sister. How many of you would forgive your enemy? There is a saying, keep your friends close, but keep your enemies closer. Jesus says to do all these things. Marriage is another type of love. You love one another and have a family, and you will love your children. This is a special type of love. With Faye's first marriage, she had three children. When I married Faye, I took on these three children as my own. It was difficult to start with, but as we grew on, we loved each other more. And now they've had children, now I'm known as Gramb. And now the bigger family is complete. Walk in love. The Greek uses four words to distinguish different types of love. Storge, which means natural affection. Eros, which means sexual attraction. Philia, which means emotional affection of friendship. Agape, which means unconditional giving, sacrificial love. When the Bible tells us of God's love and for us and the type of love you are to have for him and others, the word is always agape, indicating a commitment to act. Do you know it's possible to love someone you don't really like? Indeed, if God's going to educate us in love, he will bring certain hard-to-love people in our lives. The truth is, our lives are full of people we don't like. I can speak for that, because there's a lot of people I don't like. We don't like the way some people speak. We do not like the way some people behave. We tend to dislike people who don't like us. You probably can make a list of people that you don't like. That's the people you have difficulty getting on with. Getting along. Everyone is hard to love, but Jesus never demanded that we have tender fondness for everyone. We don't have to like everyone, but we must love them. What does this mean when it says walk in love? One, it requires effort. Two, moves in a certain direction. And three, sometimes you do it every day. Things to watch out for. The seven deadly sins. Pride, greed, lust, envy, gluttony, wrath, and sloth. All these things contain love. I'm not going to talk about that today. Why does love hurt so much? One reason love hurts so much is when we want more, or when lacking. Being disconnected can be excruciating painful. Connect or love is so visible that it's one thing couples fight about the most. Sometimes we hurt the people we love because we have unresolved emotional issues, miscommunication, stress, or external pressures, insecurities, jealousy. It's important to understand that hurting loved ones is never okay. But if we figure out why we're behaving hurtfully, we can also fix it. Love one another as I love you. In John 15:12, picture in your mind the person you find hardest to love. How can you learn to love this kind of person? First, before you can love them, you must feel and understand how deeply God loves you. Paul writes, I pray that Christ will be more and more at home in your heart, living within you as a trust in him. May your roots go down deep in the soil of God's marvellous love, and you may be able to feel and understand, as all God's children should, how long, how wide, how deep, and how high his love really is. Ephesians 3:17-19 in the message, that Christ will live in you as you open the doors and invite him in. And I ask him that with both feet planted firmly on love, you will be able to take in with all Christians and extravagant dimensions of Christ's love. Reach out and experience the breath. Test its length. Plumb its depth. Rise to the height. Live full lives, full in the fullness of God. If you want to understand his love, John 4 verse 19 says that we love God because he first loved us. To wind it up, right, love is patient and kind. 2, love is not jealous or boastful or proud or rude. 3, it does not demand its own way. 4, it is not irritable and it keeps no record of being wrong. 5, it does not rejoice about injustice whenever the truth wins out. 6, love never gives up, never loses faith, and always is hopeful. And you all are what Jesus loves. I'm going to pray for you now. God, thank you for the everlasting love. I am so grateful and amazed that you love someone like us. It is generous, grand, and glorious. Thank you for loving us without conditions. We don't deserve it, yet you never stop loving and pursuing us. Teach us to freely love others as you have loved us. In Jesus' name, amen.